Welcome to Caught Doing Something Good, where KNOM shines a spotlight on Western Alaskan youth. Each episode features an interview with one student from Western Alaska about the things they've been doing to positively impact their community. Caught Doing Something Good. It's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive. Though the phrase caught doing something good is catchy and evocative, it does unintentionally lend itself to the idea that leadership could be a fleeting sight, or perhaps that community service is something rarely seen or captured. As we will see in this program, the great wealth of action taken by youth in our community is far from a rarity, and is instead an enduring presence throughout Western Alaska. Jacob Roulette, a student at the Unigwin School in Elam, Alaska, is a perfect example of how the notion of being caught can be a misnomer. If Jacob was caught doing something good, he was caught by the staff, teachers, and students at Unigwin time and time again. Consistently nominated for Student of the Month, he's an active participant in many extracurricular activities, such as being a three-season athlete and participating as a youth leader. Here, he talks about what he's currently focusing on.
Well, there's a sport coming up, and it's my favorite sport of the year. It's NYO, Native Youth Olympics, and hopefully I'll make it to state this year.
Jacob is a thoughtful and attentive person. It's easy to see why he would be nominated by his peers as a youth leader, when these qualities are also paired with his ability to act rather than idle by.
Not really focusing on sports this year, I'm sort of trying to step up and talk about suicide prevention. People want to hear someone that steps up and talks about their beliefs, but they don't do it themselves. There's only a select few that actually stand up and talk. And I just got tired of being someone that's passive, waiting for a leader in society that does what I've always wanted to see. And so I'm becoming the leader that I've wanted to see in society, so that people don't have to just hope and wait for someone to stand up and speak up. And when I was growing up, people kept telling me I'm a natural born leader. And it's just what people say. I don't think of myself as a leader, I just think of myself as a sophomore.
It's clear that a motivating factor for Jacob is the loss of a close friend to suicide.
As people say, suicide isn't an easy thing to talk about, and for me, I try and reach for opportunities to where I can talk about it, because 2 days ago is actually the 1 year anniversary of my best friend. He committed suicide. Almost a month after he passed, I finally got my head straight, and I said to myself, I vow that his name will be remembered. I was in Arkansas this summer for youth food and agriculture summit, and on the last night there, they have cultural night, and that was the first time I actually stepped up and talked about it ever since February. And after that, I found out I had a knack for standing up and voicing out what everyone wants to hear. Actually, I've been talking to this guy that works at DC with Senator Lisa Murkowski, and I told him I want to stand up and talk about suicide prevention, and he looked into a bunch of places like Coeric and First Alaskans Institute, and he found quite a few people that wanted to talk to me about standing up and speaking about suicide prevention. Mm-hmm. And actually, our counselor, she found a grant that's maybe $5,000 and could be used for suicide prevention. Mm-hmm. I floated the idea of having me and one other person travel within the district and talk about suicide prevention. Mm-hmm. As as our counselor had an idea of bringing a guest speaker and going through training, and I said, why don't we just travel within the district, because we can get way more done that way rather than just only having Elam going through that training. And plus I'd raise more awareness if I traveled within the district and got together with the youth leaders and did something.
It would be easy to attribute Jacob's success to natural-born leadership, but if anything, Jacob wants you to know that whatever gifts he's been blessed with, he works hard to develop them in himself and in others.
I'm trying to encourage more youth to stand up and talk about things they believe in with me, because I don't want to just constantly hear, we need more people like you. No, I want people to join me. A youth leader is selected by their peers or other students within the school, and being a youth leader means you're there for people who need someone to talk to or someone that needs help right in the moment. And I actually took being a youth leader to heart, and I actually enjoyed it.
Already, Jacob has a strong sense of how he wants to use his talents while he's in school and beyond. Not only does he have a knack for voicing what other people want to say, but he's also actively lifting up others to have the confidence to speak up too.
First of all, I don't think I'm high and mighty or anything. I'm not above anyone. I'm equal. I'm the same person as them. I'm just looking to making sure nobody feels the same pain I felt. Actually, I've made an effort to, be the weirdo everyone sees, because I want people to be comfortable around me. People are actually too worried about the reputation they have. People are too worried about what society has built for us, and that's another thing I'm going towards. I don't want people to think what society has set them up for. People are people, no matter what. Mm-hmm. We bleed the same blood, we breathe the same air. It doesn't matter what or who has what on or who did what. We're people, we're the same.
I'm sure you're wondering what's next for Jacob. As for now, he has plans to be a social studies teacher in the Bering Strait School District.
Yeah, I'd like to be a social studies teacher, and I'm going to plan to work in the district. And while I'm being a teacher, I want to do maybe at least a week of nothing but suicide prevention, because being a teacher, you're molding the minds of the future. And if I be a teacher and I make more leaders and that stand up for what they believe in, everyone will be able to, ironic that I'm saying this, but everyone will be able to look up to someone.
And if there's one thing Jacob does want you to know, it's this.
There's something at the Ag Summit they told us about. I think it's their saying, they're constantly saying, have the courage to lead, and instead of having the courage to lead, I thought of it as go and do something worth talking about.
For Jacob Roulette, leadership is stepping up, taking action, and to be unrelenting in your pursuit of a worthy cause. For Caught Doing Something Good, I'm Karen Trope. If you know a student who is doing good in their community, feel free to contact us at cdsg@knom.org. or call us at 443-5221. Our theme music was composed by Mystery Mammal. Caught doing something good. It's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive.